Don't you get excited when you're promised something you really want? God promised in His Word that someday people would be delivered from the bondage of sin. He was going to send a deliverer, a Savior. It would be His own Son, Jesus Christ. Now, Simeon really believed this. All his life he lived for this to happen. And then one day, God spoke to Simeon and told him he would live to see the Savior. Simeon was so happy. How he had looked forward to the coming of the Savior. He was an old man now and knew there was not much time left. But one morning, he heard God speaking.
Simeon, today you are going to see my Son, the Savior I have promised.
Oh, thank you, Lord. This is the day I've been waiting for.
Then Simeon was led by God's Spirit into the temple in Jerusalem. It was about the time when Mary and Joseph were bringing the baby Jesus into the temple to carry out the custom of their law. Simeon was waiting at the top of the steps when he saw Mary carrying the babe and Joseph beside her.
Joseph, that kind white-haired man at the top of the stairs is smiling at us.
He seems to be waiting for us. A godly man, I'd say.
They were not afraid as he reached out to hold the baby Jesus.
God told me I would see this blessed child of His today. Now I thank you, Lord, for this babe, your Son sent to redeem the world. Lord, now I can die content, for I have seen Him as you promised me I would. He is the light that will shine upon the nations, and He will be the glory of your people, Israel.
Have you thanked God for sending Jesus to be your Savior? Isaiah says, all we like sheep have gone astray. Each has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the sin of us all. That's because he loved us so much. He died for our sins and took our punishment, that we might live and have everlasting life. He came alive again on the third day. He is the life. If you don't have everlasting life, pray this prayer. Dear Lord, I'm sorry for all the wrong things I've done. Come into my heart. I want to live the rest of my life for you. I thank you for this salvation and for everlasting life. Amen.